11 years ago in the New York Times, there was this big investigation that came out. The headline was, "In Tiny Courts of New York, Abuses of Law and Power." And the report was about our very weird town justice system in New York State, where people with very minimal credentials can become judges who hold real power, who make huge decisions affecting people's lives. And the report found all kinds of problems. Well, the system is still in place. Many of those issues haven't gone away. For example, in the last year, three justices in the North Country alone have been accused of sexual misconduct. And that's today's story of the day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Thursday, November 16th. First up, the next candidate forum for the North Country's congressional race is coming up. It's next Monday night, the 20th, from 7 to 9 in the evening at Clinton Community College in Plattsburgh. Nine candidates are expected to attend, or at least their headshots are on the poster. Let's run through them real fast. It's Tanya Boone of Granville, Don Boyajian of Cambridge, Tedra Cobb of Canton, Ronald Kim of Queensbury, Emily Martz of Saranac Lake, Patrick Nelson of Stillwater, Katie Wilson of Keene. Those are the Democrats. Then there's Russ Finley, the Republican, and Steve Krieg, who was a Republican and then a Democrat, and now he's an independent. And they're all seeking to replace Republican Elise Stefanik, our second-term congresswoman. We'll have a report on Monday's forum next week, right here on Story of the Day. A local judge in Watertown is facing criminal charges for allegedly abusing his power by having sexual contact with a defendant from his court. Andrew Capone was the town judge in Watertown for nearly a decade. He's being charged with a misdemeanor. It makes Capone the third judge in the North Country to be accused of sexual misconduct in the last year. Lauren Rosenthal has more.
Judge Andrew Capone has deep roots in the Watertown area. He worked as an attorney for his father's law practice before he was elected Watertown judge in 2008. But he was forced to step down this month after a woman told Jefferson County Sheriff's deputies she'd had a sexual relationship with Judge Capone.
And it was considered inappropriate because she had some ongoing matters around that time in the town of Watertown court.
That's Detective Ben Timmerman.
Doesn't take much to be considered inappropriate, especially when you're, holding a public office or conducting official duties.
It doesn't matter if you're on the New York Supreme Court or your local village court. Every judge in New York State has to follow the same set of rules. They're not allowed to take on cases involving close friends, relatives, or romantic partners. And judges are definitely not allowed to trade sexual favors in exchange for leniency, as WWNY-TV reported in March.
Paul Lamson resigned as Fowler Town judge under a cloud of suspicion last December. Today, he came clean.
Paul Lamson admitted to soliciting sex from several of his defendants in Fowler Town Court. Also last winter, Delmer House from West Carthage Court in Jefferson County said he'd lowered someone's fine in exchange for sexual favors. Both men were sentenced to time behind bars. Their cases made statewide news, and that was before a third judge was charged in Watertown. Court spokesman Lucian Chalfin says he knows that people may have questions about why the sexual misconduct is happening in the North Country.
Yeah, I could understand that. But also, putting it in context, there are about 2,400 town and village judges throughout the state. And unfortunately, when something like this occurs, you can equate it to like a plane crash.
Chalfin says it's a rare event. People may not realize it, but town and village judges have real power. They're the first point of contact when you're arrested.
You're arraigned regardless of the charge, whether it's a violation, like a disorderly conduct violation, all the way up to a violent felony. You're arraigned in the local jurisdiction, and then if it's a lesser charge, and it stays within the town.
Meaning a local judge could put someone on trial or send them to jail. Several state commissions have concluded there's not enough education or oversight for these judges relative to the power that they have. Allison McGahee is a private defense lawyer in Lake Placid. She used to work as a prosecutor for Essex County. McGahee says she spent a lot of time in local court over the last 10 years, but she's never seen a judge try to abuse his power.
The reality is that most of our local judges are upstanding citizens who care deeply about their communities and want to give back. They have been elected by their peers and their neighbors.
But there can still be bad apples, McGahee says. She points to the recent misconduct cases as proof.
Any defendant who faces this sort of harassment should, number one, tell their attorney, if they have one, or number two, report it to the Committee on Judicial Conduct.
The Commission on Judicial Conduct is a state board. It can perform an investigation and hand out punishments to judges who violate the rules. An attorney, on the other hand, can get police involved. Ben Timmerman with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department says it can be awkward for officers to investigate a judge, the same person who usually signs their search warrants and sets up court dates. But Timmerman says they have to do it.
We don't try to make this go away just because it's uncomfortable to do this kind of investigation. We have to handle it just the same as anything else.
If there are additional complaints about Andrew Capone, the Watertown judge, Timmerman says officers want to hear them. Lauren Rosenthal, North Country Public Radio, Canton.
We have more news all the time at ncpr.org. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.